Hi Matt.
Hi Matt.
Hi Matt.
Hello. I think you're going to love this. I know other people around the world have heard this, and Scott Mills did something on it on Friday.
It's brilliant, this,
but
by the way.
Matt and I know.
I thought you had a present for me.
No, this is
cake.
I heard Scott play this when I was driving up north on Friday. It's very funny.
You may have heard this already. Then I haven't heard this. This is the hiccuping newsreader. Now, who wants to fill me in on the background story?
Well. I don't know where it came from.
Oh, well, let's speak to Matt then. See, Dave, if you don't know, then don't join in.
Okay. It's a bulletin that went out at approximately 3 in the morning. Well, it was 3
in the morning. You don't need to give me that much detail. he's a Pisces. He's 3 kids.
It's a she, actually. And he went out on Australian radio, I think it was about 3-4 days ago.
It's incredible the fact that this person in question, during this hiccuping, doesn't stop or excuse himself. They just carry on like the true professional that they are,
right,
all the way through.
No reference whatsoever.
It's incredible.
Oh, they don't mention it?
No, they just carry on.
Amazing.
And this is the minute 43?
Yes, and that's cut down.
Oh, yeah.
And it's taken out some of the worst news stories.
But the best part about this is the fact that as you listen, you know that there's another one coming.
Right. All right, then. Maybe you haven't heard this. I haven't heard this yet, so let's hear the hiccuping newsreader.
15 degrees in Melbourne, a shower or two today, a top of 19, it's 3 o'clock. Good morning.
It gets better.
Not little hiccups.
It gets better.
That is brilliant.
But it's just the fact that she carries on.
How bored does she sound during the weather? You're in Australia, love.
I know.
Try and do the weather in Cambridge every day. The weather, cold again.
Mm.
15 degrees in Melbourne, a shower or two today, a top of 19, it's 3 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Kate Wilson. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has urged his supporters not to believe the lies he says are being told about what's happening in their country. Gaddafi was speaking in front of supporters at a ceremony to mark 34 years of his country's people power style of government. The founder of a men's club known as the Brotherhood says he's just an honest former policeman turned businessman. John Moncrief denies anything sinister about the group, despite the ombudsman describing it as secretive with the potential for illegal activity. Police Chief Simon Overland says he's deeply concerned about the group's activities. John Moncrief says he has nothing to hide and welcomes the ombudsman's investigation. In other news, the Greens are calling for a ban on semi-automatic handguns because of fears of a political assassination over the carbon tax. Updating sport, the Magpies are set to make a string of changes for Saturday's NAB Cup semi-final with Darren Jolly, Alan Dardak, Tyson Goldsack and Brad Dick in the mix to play against West Coast in Perth. Collingwood semi-final coach Mark Neild says Dane Swan will back up after playing his first...
Her voice is so boring,
isn't it?
Isn't it so boring?
Yeah. It is 3 a.m.
You imagine how, like, with the hiccups, it makes it barely listenable.
Also, you don't even notice the fact that two of the names in the sports bulletin are Titan Goldsack and Brad Dick.
Yeah, I heard that.
Game for the year last week. Formula One chief Bernie Eccleston says creating artificial rain during races could liven up the championship. Eccleston says the most exciting Grand Prix are in the wet. Meantime, the new CEO of the Melbourne Grand Prix, Andrew Westacott, says the city would do well to keep the race. News time is 3:05.
That's 5 minutes.
Incredible, isn't it? But she doesn't stop.
And so Matt took out the boring bits, leaving just the fun bits.
Okay.
The middle
one. Well, I literally just put all of the hiccups together.
That's what it's all about. Hey! That's the beginning of Weapon of Choice by Fatboy Slim, isn't it?
It sounds a bit like it.
So much fun we can have with this. Who made the bit of music, you?
I did, yeah.
All right. Very nice, very nice. Very, very good.
Good work, Matt.
Hey, Dave, can you count to 10 in Cantonese?
Yes, I can.
Off we go.
Yat yi sam say, look, chat back, gal, stop.
9900!
It does, it sounds very similar.
Oh. What else can we mix that into?
That sounds painful, doesn't it?
I know.
I'm surprised she kept going.
Oh, so am I.
No, I'm surprised she didn't stop.
How bored does she sound, though, when she is reading the news? Do you know what? I think it makes it way more listenable, way more enjoyable. She should do that every bulletin.
But surely you'd reference it if you were making that many mistakes. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Or even just apologise or say something.
I want to hear that again. Nice. You could spend all day making those clips.
I really could.
All day.
People
all
crying
die.
With laughter on the text at the hiccuping news lady.
My sister-in-law was just texting saying, "We got the Frog Chorus by Paul McCartney."
So I see if we've got that.
Are we going to have...
I don't think so.
We all stand together by Paul McCartney?
I put money on
it. Can we access Radio 2's music now?
I've got a special login that might have it.
Oh, have you?
I have a special login.
Well, that's nothing. I heard Ken Bruce can log into all the hip-hop shows from when
Expert. Is that one of your chat-up lines when you go and, like, sort of, hey, by the way, I've got a special login that gets me into the Radio 2 music store?
Geek.
Maybe. I work at Radio 1, you know. But even though I work at Radio 1, I still get access to the Radio 2 music library.
That's it. I can get the older hits if you want, baby.
You want a bit of Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
You come and see me.
Get it.
You want some Pickety Witch? Match your man.
Special login with a special password.
Yeah. Hello? Hello, you still there? Are you gone?
Yeah, come back.
Okay. All right. I'll try another chat line. That's very, very funny, isn't it?
See, that's why I never eat before a bulletin, because I worry I might get the hiccups, especially with toast.
It does happen.
Yeah, it does.
Very funny.
Food gives you hiccups?
Yeah, well, no,
it
do you know...
If you eat quickly...
I get that. You know, my breakfast comes back to say hello when it's like a... Like that.
Yeah.
What does it do?
It's like a...
It goes... And Matt, look for Weapon of Choice as well by Fatboy Slim. Okay, he's on it. On it. What else will work, if anything else works?
At the start of Madness... driving in my car?
That might work. If you slowed it down, would it be the beginning of Wild Child Renegade Master? Back once again with the Renegade Master. All right, well, listen, if you have any ideas, A double one number 9. I'd love those too. I like that. All right, thank you. Very nice. Take it well done.
36.
Let's hope this isn't being broadcast on the Distress Channel.
Yeah.
Come on!
About
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Let's turn on Paul McCartney.
Mm.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Do you know what it worked with as well? 21 seconds.
So yeah, everyone's getting a little bit too carried away.
I
A lot of people in text saying, isn't it a bit odd that there's a Coast Guard called Bob?
Yeah, I thought that.
That's a good name for Coast Guard, isn't it?
It's perfect, I would have thought.
Alad won't know why.
Anyway.
Nope.
Nope, still nothing.
Don't be shy. Works all the time. Yeah. Everyone works. I'm loving it. You know what? I'm so sad though. I could do that all day. I really could. What's the other one? Okay, this one. All right, I'll stop now. I promise. Otherwise,
you won't though, will you?
What? I'm not going to do it over the whole of intro. This that's all right, so okay. Childish. That'd be silly.
Yeah, yeah.